Say nice things about Detroit. That cheery slogan was first launched in the 70s and 80s by Emily Gale. Emily had a shop in downtown Detroit when it was the murder capital of the nation, and she grabbed a lot of attention with her slogan, and now the slogan's been revived. But my next guest believes Say Nice Things About Detroit really isn't helping. James David Dixon is the commentary editor at the Detroit News. His opinion piece, Why I Refuse to Say Nice Things About Detroit, was on his Detroit News blog and also his Tumblr blog, downi94.tumblr.com. James, what is so wrong with Say Nice Things About Detroit?
Well, there's nothing wrong with saying nice things about Detroit. It's just the insistence that we do it. I notice it typically comes from people who are not getting their hands dirty. Okay, so I talk about, or I show a picture of blight on my blog, and they say, well, that's just ruin porn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if you look at the whole blog, I mean, that is one of many stories told. I even did a photo set about the new Whole Foods in town. So we try to tell stories from the high to the low, but when you say that this particular part of the story is off limits in a city where there's 300 murders a year, that's out of line.
In your piece, I'll read a quote, and I thought this was really perfectly put. Here's the quote. At this fragile moment, when people whose parents told them to avoid Detroit are finally giving it a chance, there is a feeling that we need to pull out the good china for our guests, that we need to hide what's ugly behind the curtain and focus on the good. And what happens when that happens, James?
Well, what happens is that you run out of runway pretty quickly. You know, we have the 7.2 square miles of the greater downtown area, so that's, you know, downtown, midtown, Corktown. And first of all, not all 7.2 is all good. Then if you venture out of it into the 90% of the city that isn't that, if people are telling you to say nice things about Detroit and everything you see when you drive around indicates otherwise, you're not going to believe those people. So it's not a slogan that stands up. The more you love Detroit, the more you explore Detroit, the more you know that that's a lie.
Isn't saying nice things, whatever they may be, about Detroit and looking for the good, isn't that a start in the right direction? And isn't it better than some of the things that outsiders have been slinging at Detroit for, these many years?
Well, it's funny because I end up encountering both groups in my blogging and on my own website. Part of why I focus on the art and the beauty of Detroit is that I want to give people ammunition when their neighbors are saying, oh, that's just a terrible place, it's not safe, you can't go there. Well, there's a lot you can do there, and there's a lot of exploring to be done, and I think you'll be surprised by what you see. I'm constantly surprised as I drive around, you know, from mile roads to main roads, what I see on any given corner. And what I want is for people to understand they can do that same journey. You can drive around just like I do. You can go see this thing. So let's not worry about whether people are saying nice or mean things. Let's actually explore so we know what we're talking about.
And that's why you created your Tumblr photo blog, right? Down I-94?
Absolutely. And one thing that has just jumped off the page since I started is I'll hear from people who've been in Detroit 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, their whole lives, who won't know about these things that I'm posting. And I just think that if we love Detroit the way we claim to, and if we take the interest that we claim to, let's do it. Let's get in our car. Let's come down to the city, see what's there. And then when you're here, get out of your car and explore. 700,000 real people live here.
And that slogan with the little heart, say nice things about Detroit, does it feel like a Band-Aid to you, or does it just feel like just a little happy flag people wave and think that they've done their bit?
Well, one thing that I think is extremely telling is that one of the most prominent places you'll see that slogan up is at the new Whole Foods.
Yeah, and you're right about that. I'm trying to decide. I don't think you're saying it's a bad thing, is it, that Whole Foods and Meijer are coming back to Detroit? Because one of the things we've often heard is Detroiters needed a place to go and be able to, you know, a good source of fresh food.
Absolutely, and I patronize the Meijer on 8 Mile pretty regularly. So I have no problem with Whole Foods, no problem with Meijer. I have a problem when people look at those outliers and say, that's the real Detroit, that's the story we need to tell, and you people showing the burned-down buildings, you guys are doing us a disservice. And so my question really is, can you still love Detroit once you get to know it? See, it's not all the Tigers, and it's not just Meyer, and it's not just the DIA. When you really see the city warts and all, do you still love it?
When you think about Detroit, James, I'm wondering, as you drive around and you look at the city and you talk to people and you reflect these travels on your Tumblr blog and in your writing in the Detroit News, what's your biggest hope? And on the flip side, what is your biggest fear for this city?
I'll start with the fear. Like I mentioned in the piece, I'd say at least half the city is of a condition that if I were to take a picture of it and post it, people would say, oh, that's just ruin porn. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you see when you look out your window. And my fear is that what we really have, we have two things here. Last 50 years, I think, represent probably the biggest collective failure in any American city in history. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is from City Hall to the school system. A lot of people who were paid to keep Detroit solvent and safe and to keep your kid educated didn't do their jobs. But also you drive around neighborhoods and you see so many homes that are, it looks like a wrecking ball hit them. And that's also the problem of the people who live there. Everyone fell on their duty here.
So the Pollyanna approach of say nice things about Detroit really glosses over that, doesn't even address that.
Well, what I'd like to do is these people, I'm not even going to tell you to not tell me to say nice things. Say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But are you willing to get your hands dirty? Are you going to pick up a shovel? Are you going to help educate a kid? Are you going to tell the side of the story that you think me or other people aren't telling? Are you going to take some active role in making the city better? Or is it just language policing? Because that is going to be limited effectiveness.
Yeah. All right. Well, you told us your biggest fear. What's your biggest hope?
My biggest hope is that at the end of this major collective failure is that a lot of people do what you see happening in Woodbridge, and they take over these neighborhoods one house at a time, one mural on an abandoned house at a time, and that people say we have a big undertaking on our hands and that everyone does their role, because there's not going to be any savior. There's not going to be any Washington or Lansing who's going to do that. It's going to be a lot of people who could have chosen to live in a suburb where they would be comfortable saying, you know what, I'm going to rehab a house and help rehab a neighborhood. Those are very different pitches. And the second one, the one that Detroit needs to win you with, is much tougher. It's the toughest way to win, and that's exactly where we are. We are in a tough situation right now, and I hope we are all up for it.
The editorial piece is Why I Refuse to Say Nice Things About Detroit. James David Dixon, the commentary editor at the Detroit News. And you can find his blog, Down I-94. Just go to downi94.tumblr.com. James, it was good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Cindy.